former Minister of Budget in the Laurent Gbagbo government, Justin Katinan Kone, has accused the International Criminal Court for wrongfully arresting and detaining the former Ivorian leader. He said for over 5 years of his arrest, no shred of evidence has been provided linking him to any wrongdoing in his country. Mr. Kone said this at the launch of a Free Gbagbo campaign in Accra. Salifu Dabre has filed this report.
The function brought together families of Laurent Gbagbo, including his children and granddaughters, and notable members of his government. Former spokesperson of the Ivorian leader, Justin Katinan Kone, said the Free Gbagbo campaign considers the continued incarceration of the former president as a flagrant violation of his human rights and coercion of progressive African leaders whose government seeks to take their countries out of the grips and manipulation of foreign rule and imperialism. He appealed to African and other world leaders to pressurize the International Criminal Court to get Mr. Gbagbo released from prison.
We are appealing all the people to put pressure on the ICC to get the Gbagbo released from ICC from prison. So we came here to sign the petition. It has been organized by the Ghanaian citizen, but we understand that the petition has been initiated by two persons, two African persons. The first one, former Prime Minister of Togo, and the agricultural man in Cote d'Ivoire, Bernard Didier. Those initiated their petition. So Ghana, they just want to do an echo of what's happened in Cote d'Ivoire, and for that we come here to sign the petition.
The managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, blamed the ICC and the West for Mr. Gbagbo's woes. He said the arrest and detention of the former Ivorian leader has nothing to do with Cote d'Ivoire's elections.
It's very important for us to understand that the real reason why Laurent Gbagbo today is before the International Criminal Court has nothing to do with the Ivorian leader, has absolutely nothing to do with the civil war, has nothing to do with the Cote d'Ivoire. It has everything to do with the desire of imperialist and non-colonialist forces. You know, sometimes I just wonder.